Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Hello to you.
Hello to you. Hello to you all. I'm glad that you're here with us.
Yes.
Where are we today?
So we're still discussing heaven and what I to like expect. It. And today at church we had communion, which was great. And there was a original communion supper, Last Supper it was called, Jesus did with his disciples. And he had the bread and the wine representing his body and his blood and asked them. He said to them in Luke 22:17, take this cup and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
Mm, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was kind of his goodbye to them at that point.
Certainly.
And we've been doing it all these years in memory of him. And then there's going to be this banquet and a banquet table. And it's the, don't they call it the marriage supper of the Lamb?
Yes.
And the, all of us, the church, is the bride of Christ.
Right.
And so we're going to have like this festival, of marriage festival.
Yes.
When we are united with him.
Right.
And it's going to be made up of not just New Testament, but Old Testament saints, all of us.
What a banquet that'll be.
Yes. It's Revelation 19:9, it says in the New Living Translation, and the angel said to me, talking to John, he says, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, these are true words that come from God. So there's going to be a wedding feast, a grand party for Jesus when he has all of his kids together, or the bride of Christ together. So there's going to be a celebration. So a lot of folks have thought about, I wonder what's going to be at the banquet table.
Yeah.
But we do know that there's going to be something to drink. There's going to be food. It's going to be a celebration.
Yes.
And when Jesus did come back after the resurrection, he sat down and he ate with the disciples. He ate fish and bread. So we've talked this already before.
Right.
However the new body works, it sounds like that there's going to be food. So you can maybe start thinking of your favorite food. I want to have lots and lots and lots of really ripe, fresh fruit. I'll just eat fruit all the time. So,
well, you know me, I'm kind of a carnivore, so.
You want steaks.
I want a ribeye steak.
Yeah.
In heaven?
My
goodness. I don't
know if they'll have, because remember the lamb's going to lay down with the lion. I don't know.
They're easy to catch that way.
I think it's going to be, I bet it's going to be vegetarian.
You think it's going to be a veggie meal?
I do think
oh my
be a
goodness,
meal.
Lord,
I don't
spare
think any
me.
Animals are going to be on the table, Dad.
Come on, I'm supposed to like everything about heaven.
You're going to like it.
Okay.
Whatever it is, you're going to go. This
I'm
is the best
certain.
Veggie burger I've ever
I
had in my life.
I have no doubt. In fact, I'm wondering if they have sourdough bread because I could really.
With warm bread with butter.
Oh, butter. Okay.
But it's going to be a really fun event. So blessed are those who are invited. And those that are invited are those that have given their life over to Christ.
Right.
And, had their sins forgiven and they're clean and they get to go in. And yeah. So who would you like to sit next to at the banquet
table?
Oh,
my goodness. Remember, it was maybe a day or two ago, you quoted that verse where Jesus says, many are going to come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham. And,
right.
You know? Oh, my. you know who I'd really like to be sitting next to is John. John. Yeah, John the Beloved. I think I would really enjoy that. And I'd want to talk about him writing the gospel and his gospel account. And
doing interviews with people, huh?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to sit with my mom because my mom loved to eat. No, so I could imagine.
And she had a sweet tooth, too.
Yeah, and she loved Jesus. So I could just imagine she would just be giddy. She'd be so excited to be there.
Yes.
And it would be contagious, so it'd be fun to be sitting next to her because she'd
great.
Excited about
well,
it.
Well, okay, let me back up track. I want to be John on one side and you on the other.
Oh, thanks.
And your mom across the way. My dad sitting across the way.
And then Christopher, and then we've
oh,
got all
my.
These folks that we
Lord, my sister Carol.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it's kind of fun to think about, you know, because again, heaven is a real place. we're going to be real people and we're going to have fellowship together.
Yeah.
And we're going to be celebrating.
And, you know, as we've talked about, I mentioned a number of times already, it's going to be more real than this.
Right.
Everything here is temporary. Everything there is real, real.
Right.
And, oh my, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, so whatever, I hope that in some small part over the last several days, we have really whet everyone's appetite. Oh, we're talking about food. Appetite, get it? For heaven.
Yes.
And the reality of it, and the fact that it's that as you look through the scriptures and you pick each one of these parts, you realize it's not distant, it's not ethereal, it's not smoky or cloudy. This is real. How beautiful. I'm ready. Let's go.
You are? How good. Well,
as Paul the Apostle said, I'm torn between two.
Okay. Well, that's something also that I want in my heart, to be that excited about it, that you would feel torn between the two.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's somebody who's really grasped hold of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay.
That's it for today?
I think that's it for today.
You want me to wrap it up?
We may have something else next
time. Oh, more heaven.
Well, just because possibly? We're going to be busy. We're going to have work
we
to do.
We are going to be very busy in heaven.
So I kind of like to talk about that a little bit.
Busy without getting tired and having to take a nap or what
Who
have
knows?
You.
You like to take naps. You don't want to give your naps up.
It says, your old men will dream dreams. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and giving us this time together. And just, I feel building within me, and I hope within each one, this excitement about heaven. Lord, let that grow. Let us appreciate fully the fact that heaven is our home. And someday we'll be going home. I ask blessings on all who are listening. I pray you'd be with them today, Lord. Lead them and guide them. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Use them for your glory and for their good. For I pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you all.